Hello and welcome to our case study series for Chapter 2, an introduction to careers in the psychological sciences. My name is Dr. Nancy Hoare. I'm a registered psychologist and a senior lecturer in the School of Counselling and Psychology at the University of Southern Queensland. We are going to present some scenarios that represent typical career questions that prospective or current students may have about studying psychology. My colleague is Dr. Jennifer Luke, who is a career development practitioner with USQ's Careers and Employability Service. And Jennifer's also a researcher at USQ.
Hello, Nancy, and hello, everybody.
Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us. The people in the case studies are fictitious and all the names are pseudonyms, but the issues presented are drawn from real issues that have been presented by people who have sought careers counselling. So this case study is focusing on Jim, who is 49 years of age. Jim is a qualified mechanic, and he's been doing that for over 30 years. But Jim's now seeking a career change, and he's keen to enter into psychology study. Having spoken to a careers counsellor, Jim has acknowledged that he's always had a strong interest in psychology and counselling due to his mother being a clinical psychologist with a strong involvement within community services. So Jim has stated that he's ready to immerse himself in full-time study, but he's worried about not having strong maths knowledge. Jim is wanting to understand what level of maths is associated with psychology and its relevance. So, Jennifer, career development-wise, how would you assist Jim?
Well, thank you, Nancy. With Jim, his motivations are very clear. He has spoken about the strong influence that his mother has had on him as she is a clinical psychologist and very strong interest within community. And when Jim has spoken about this to a career counsellor, he has been very open about his interest in psychology. So it's very obvious that he's very keen. He's wanting to do this. And he has easy access to occupational information from his mother. So that would be something definitely to ensure is that has he spoken with his mum about what it means to be a clinical psychologist? So that will give him some further information if he hasn't already. Now, the fact that Jim is concerned about the level of maths, he is not doing a maths degree. That's the first thing to really reassure him on, is that he's not doing a deep dive into really heavy mathematics. But it is something that he needs to remember that that is the case, but that psychology is the scientific study of behavior and mental processes, which means that the work that psychologists do is underpinned by scientific research, which involves statistics. And statistics, again, is an area in psychology, but Jim is not doing a degree focused on statistics either. So it's reminding him that it's not a maths or a statistics degree, but it is involved as part of psychology. It's a component. Research is one of the foundational skills you learn in psychology, whether or not you pursue further study through honours and research, and statistics is involved. So it's core, it's part of psychology. But there are typically learning advisors or other types of learning supports for students available at universities. And so it would be to encourage Jim to, once he's studying, he can reach out and connect in with those learning advisors, because these are services provided by universities to provide support in different areas of study, and mathematics is one of them. And it's about talking through that mathematics in a very relevant way to his study, which would be psychology. So it would be perfect for him to seek out that support. Because in psychology, it is good to know that the maths learnt is relatable to that of the work in psychology, and to seek out learning support when needed. A good point to make to Jim would be that his technical knowledge as a mechanic, for all those years he's been a mechanic, will serve him so well in any of the subjects that he does in psychology, such as statistics or other maths related areas, because you need to have logic, problem solving, and critical thinking. They're all key. And if Jim stops and thinks about all of the skills that he has as a qualified mechanic, he will start to recognize that he is using those skills already. So that should allay some of his fears about mathematics. So it's definitely that learning support. It's about being aware that it's not heavy mathematics, but it's relatable to what you would be using as a psychologist. So once he's got all of that, he should be fine. And definitely the fact is psychology is what he wants to do, and he has that motivation. So he's all set.
That is such great information, Jennifer. Thank you so much for letting us know how you might help someone like Jim, because I think it's a fairly typical situation for people thinking about psychology.
Definitely, Nancy. And it's been great to talk through this case study with you.
So be sure to listen to our other case studies for more examples of students investigating study and career options in psychology.